Good morning. So sure enough, last week after the shiur is when I actually found the source sheets. So it was bound to happen, right? Figures. This week's parsha, the Aseres HaDibros. So we'll focus in on one of them, and within the Aseres HaDibros to focus in on one specific point within the Aseres HaDibros. So the mitzvah of deraisa, of honoring one's parents. Kibud av v'em. So the pasuk says, "Kabides avicha ve'esimecha leman yarichun yamecha al hadama she'Hashem lekecha nosein loch." So this is one of the only two places in the Torah where it says you'll have a richas yomim if you keep the mitzvah. What's the other one? What's that? Sending away the bread, right? Shluch hakein. Some explain that's like two extremes. The easiest mitzvah is just sending away mother bird. You want to take an egg, you give a little shoe, and you can take it. And the hardest mitzvah to do correctly, as we'll see a little bit this morning, is to correctly perform the mitzvah of kibud av v'em. The Rebbeinu B'chai learns on the pasuk, which says, "Laman yarichon yamecha," because if we understand, do the difficulties that are involved in properly performing that, the person realizes when it gets hard and difficult, that really what a person does is they're having... It's their own life that's being extended, right? If a person is taking care of their parents correctly and doing what the halacha requires for them, so that's what it means. That's why it says bedafka here leman yarichun yamecha, that you know it's your own life you're saving, you're helping out. So if you look on the source sheet, so I want to speak a little bit of how not the physical things we're required to do in terms of feeding a parent and helping them get dressed and giving them rides and taking care of them. That's all considered. Be part of the mitzvah of serving a parent, of kibud av v'em. Other Rishonim understand that the mitzvah is obeying their requests as well, even if it's not necessarily a direct service. So when your mother calls you up and says, "I think you should have blue towels in your house instead of brown towels," that's a request. Okay, well, how far that it goes is not for now. But there are some who, the Makne explains that that's the idea of the mitzvah of honoring one's parents, is to follow their requests. So the first you have is the Mechilta. So the Mechilta are the halachic midrashim on Sefer Shmos. Now Breishis doesn't have a halachic medrash because there's only three mitzvahs in Breishis. What are the three mitzvahs in Breishis? Pruvu, Bris Mila, and Gid Hanoshe. So for three mitzvahs, it's not only a separate Sefer. Now already we're into the parshas that have many, many mitzvahs. We started parshas Bo, B'Shalach, Yisro, Mishpatim. So we have a lot of mitzvahs coming up. So Mechilta is the halachic midrashim, midrashi halacha on Sefer Shmos. I think he's learning Chumash Rashi, and he quotes a pasuk, and the drash on it, he says, Mechilta. And the Sifra is on Vayikra. You just remember they both ended in Aleph. That's easy to remember it, Sifra. And the Sifri is Sefer Bemidbar, and Sefer Devarim is both in the Sifri. So here you have the Mechilta Rabbi Shmuel. So go to the pasuk we just said, Kavis Avich Vesimecha, Shamei Ami Devarim. So I would think that all you have to do is just say things. Words. Compliment. Help. Do things. Talmud Lomer comes to teach me, Kavides Hashem Mehoncha, that just like you have to honor Hashem from your wealth, you have to spend your money also for your parent. Meaning money has to be spent for the feeding, drinking, and clothing them. So it's a fascinating concept. That here there's a hekesh, there's a comparison made between the kavod one gives to Hashem and the kavod that one gives to a parent. That launches a further discussion in the Minchas Chinuch as how do we essentially view the nature of kibud av v'em? Is kibud av v'em a mitzvah bein adam l'chavero? First glance, of course it is. It's between you and your parents. Or because there's many, many comparisons made between honoring your parents and honoring Hashem, maybe in essence it's a mitzvah bein adam l'makom. The main nafkamini, you still have to honor your parents. So who cares what category you put it into? Whether it's a interpersonal mitzvah or whether it's a bein adam l'makom. So he brings the nafkamina would be Yom Kippur. So he said Yom Kippur.
Yeah,
right. That's the answer. As he says, because we know that Ad Shemiras is Chaverov. That's if an interpersonal mitzvah, so then Yom Kippur is not mechaper until you ask forgiveness from the person. So that would, if we were put it in that category, Rav Asher Weiss, who Baruch Hashem is speaking right now at OT. So at the end, we'll try to quote something from Rav Asher Weiss as well. We had an opportunity; he spoke to the Rabbanim last night. It was amazing. Amazing, just the gaonness and the way he presents everything. It was very, very impressive, very, very gishmak. But let's move on for a second to the next source. We'll see. Question? No? Okay. The Sefer Charedim, When was the Sefer Charedim written? In Tzfas. It was written around the time with there's a very, very holy Jews living in Tzfas in the time of Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Ramak and Reb Chaim Vital and the Arizal. So the Sefer Charedim was in that time period and living in there. And he categorizes the mitzvahs. Fascinating. The way it's done is through the part of the body that you use to fulfill that mitzvah. That's a new way of classifying them. We normally talk about mitzvahs aseh, mitzvahs los aseh, mitzvahs deraisa, mitzvahs derabanan. We just said a minute ago, mitzvahs beinon l'chaver, mitzvahs beinon l'makom. Here it's what limb of your body. So in the chapter where he's discussing mitzvahs that you could think about with your mind, so he talks about kibud av v'eim. So he says over here, Dibur chamishi daseres divurs. Okay, this week's parsha, kavides avicha v'esimecha. Fine. Chai l'chavdam b'dibur. We have to speak about them, shedabra lehem benachas. We have to speak pleasantly. Beloshen raka chavod v'adnus kimdu b'lemelech. He says you have to speak to your parent like you're speaking to a king. V'zeh pshuto shel mikra. This is pshat in the pasuk that you have to do it. Meaning, you might think if all I had to do is just serve them, I have to make sure they have clothes to wear, food to eat, something like that. So that it doesn't matter the way that I actually give it to them. As the Gemara in a minute gives a very strong example, a person could give a parent, you know, fancy steak dinner, and just throw it down. Here you go, right? Just throw it in front of them. Why? I spent $100 on this dinner. You just throw it down. Or you could feed them very simple food. I don't know, instant oatmeal. Nothing against people who enjoy instant oatmeal, but it's not on the same, you know, madriga avada. But if it's done with the nachas, it's done with the pleasantness, and that's it. So as we quote here, I'm a parent, common kedushin. A person speaks harshly to a parent. You feed them fattened birds, fattened chickens, fattened roosters. Yorish gehinnom. You can go to hell because you didn't do it in the proper way. So obviously, there's not just a physical action that has to be performed, but there's this speech that has to be done at the same time. Now, Yalkut Yosef. Collections of the Pesachim from Chacham Avad Yosef, Zatzal. He brings down here, Re'e es aviv es o imo shehem betzar v'daiga. So if you see that a parent is upset about something or they're worrying about something, yedaber alibam divrei ritzoy pius. You should speak to their heart to calm them down, to be mafayis means like to appease them. Lahargiyam ulesamcham, to make them besimcha, kidei liyashev daitim, to give them yishev hadas. You should help your parents. You should speak to your parents in a way that will help them feel better. The child has to be very careful. Not to tell them things that's going to upset them. Unless they really need to know about this. But just tell your parent something, a piece of information that they don't need to know about, and it's only going to upset them. He says you have to be careful not to do that, because that's not doing kibud av v'eim through one's dibur. Right? So now we're talking about, it's two things already we've seen so far. It's the manner in which a child speaks to a parent, and it's also what the child chooses to speak to the parent about. Right? It'd be interesting, like, what does that mean? Like, how do you know? Sometimes information is just, it's out there, right? You know, do my parent know about it? Do they not know about it? And if I don't tell them, someone else is going to tell them about that. But let's say, for whatever, you're the only one who has this piece of information. Yeah, and there's no need to know about it. You know, so then there's not necessarily a need to do it. But if there is a 12, let's say a kid got mistreated or something, is getting bullied at school. You know it's going to upset the parent, obviously. But the parent needs to know about it, so they can do something about it. And you have to tell them, right? He makes sure that it's clear that it's something that's litzorich. You could tell the parent about that. Okay. The Chai Adam. Chai Adam was from Aram Danza. You have a little bio here. He was a mechutin, I believe, with the Grah as well. I don't think it was a child. I think it was a child married a grandchild. I forget exactly the relationship. Maybe his daughter married the Grah's grandson or something like that. I don't remember exactly, but the same time period, and they were related through marriage. There's no English word for mechutin. I mean, J.J. Shachner pointed that one. It's one of those words. There's no, I don't know how to. Yeah, no, you know, but they were mechutonim. Okay, so he says bedibur keitzad. If you need something in the city, They would do it, they would fulfill your request. Like you have to go to the market, you have to go buy something, you ask them to do this, you mention it in your father's name, they would do it. And you know, they would do it for you also. Meaning they don't sound like they have preferences. If you ask them to do it for yourself, or you ask them to do it for your father, they would do it either way. Lo yomer, don't say asu li, dover ploni b'shvili. Don't put it on yourself. El yomer asu b'shvil abba. Do this for my father. By asking that, by mentioning your father, it's giving him cover. It takes it off of you. It's they're doing this as a service to your father. That way, the cover goes onto your father. You're not sure. Maybe the person would not do it if you mentioned your father's names. Then you're not sure. If I mentioned do this, fill this order for my father, well, maybe he's got issues with your father. Won't do it. So in that case, you could do it. But if he knows the guy really hates your father, you know, he wouldn't do it. He would not fill the grocery order or whatever it is if he knew it was for your father. Lo yivakish b'shvil av. Then obviously, common sense dictates you don't mention your father. She'ein lo el ganai lo av, because that would be disrespectful. Kivein shelo yazeh b'shvilo. Right? Because they're not going to do it on his behalf. So you have to use common sense here. But the rule that emerges, if a person could somehow ascribe this as a benefit for their parent, so they should put it on the parent rather than taking the credit for themselves. So okay, that's some of the dibur aspect of it, but now we move into the realm of machshava. This Sefer Charedim was quoted by the Chai Adam, and it's made famous. You know, but let me begin. Let me quote a pasuk that we need to know before we get to this in Tehillim Tesvav. Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Mi Yogur BaOhalecha. Who could dwell like Lashon of Gar? Who could live sojourn in your tent? Mi yishkon b'har kodshech, and who's going to be able to live, be shochin like a neighbor, to live on your har kodshech, on your holy mountain? So it quotes a few psukim: holich tamim v'foil tzedek v'dover emes b'levavo, a person who goes with simplicity, with tamimus, and does tzedek and speaks truth in their heart. L'ragel al lashono, they don't slander people. Lo yaseh l'rehu ra'a, they don't do evil to their friends. V'cherpa lo nosa al krovo, he doesn't disgrace his krovim, his relatives. Now here's the pasuk: Nivze ve'enav nimos. A contemptible person is repulsive in his eyes. As yireh Hashem yichabed, and those who honor Hashem, he's mechabed them. That's our topic, right? Kovod. Nishba lahara v'lo yomir. He swears. People could swear bad things, but he's not going to retract. Not going to try to get back at them. So these psukim, quoted by the Sefer Charedim, now here in the next source. The second line, Matzinu Kibud Belev. We find that you could honor somebody with your heart, as we just saw. Dichti Hashem mi yogur b'halecha, nivze be'enav nimas, hainu eine haseichel. In your eyes, your intellectual eyes. Sheyachshuv ha'adam belibo, kihu nivze umos v'nikle. You're looking at somebody, you think that they're very low, they're disgusting. V'sefer dekra, in the end of the pasuk, v'es yirei Hashem yichabed, but he's mechabed those who have yiras Hashem. So it's a contrast. That's what we saw. That the beginning part was like looking down on somebody, and he's mechabed those people who have yiras Hashem. V'im hakibah b'devarim uv'maisa bilvad v'lo b'lev. And if all the covet would really be with just as we're saying is through speech, right, and actions, but it's not with the actual heart. Hare mishav oisam loy. It's the same thing. Shehim nivazim v'ma'usim be'inav kimohu. Rak mechabit oisam bepeh mipnei shehashem yizborach tzivahu. If all he does is just say nice things to his parents because I have to, because that's what Hashem's telling me to do. El al korcha hachikom. You can't say that's pshat in the Tehillim because it has to be a contrast. As yer Hashem nichabe be'inav sheyedame belibo. Here it is. This is the part that we'll see quoted in a minute. Sheyedame belibo. You should look and imagine in your heart Shehem gedolim v'nichbadei aretz, that your parents are gedolim, great individuals and very honored people in this world. Shezehu ikar kivudam. That's the main way that you honor parents, is through your perception of them. The way we perceive our parents is the ikar kavod, says the Sefer Charedim, which is quoted in a minute by the Chai Adam. Umitoch kach, and through this, vadi yechab them bedibur v'maiseh. So if you think about them that way, then certainly you'll speak to them and you'll do the actions that are befitting to them. But we said you have to talk to a parent like you're talking to a melech, respectful way. But you imagine in your mind, and you imagine in your mind that that they're the greatest people of the generation. I was first this was first pointed out to me, Rabbi Goldberger Shlita from the Aguda, gives the Daf in Illinois. So he came, and when I was sitting shiva for my father, Olav Hashem, so we were talking a little bit about this. And this idea about looking at them as being engulfed. It's probably more famous than the Chai Adam. You know, Simon's always a big fan of looking back and seeing things in the original source. But sometimes when you see things quoted, they're not exactly the way it's quoted. But here, the Chai Adam quotes it in the next source. This idea about honoring the parents through how we perceive them. The Machshava. How do we do again? Over there, the Chai Adam is talking about how to do it through dibur, through ma'aseh, and through thoughts. So, in the machshava realm, the chsiv nivzeve einav nimas, that's yireshem nichabed. That's our pasuk. Hainu yichabed b'machshava. You have to honor your parents by the way you think about them. De'ein loimer shemelibo ve'einav heim nivazim. Because if in your heart, in your eyes, they're considered to be lowly people, rak shemichabed osam b'divurim, but you just externally say nice things to them like a poker face. It has to be that you're honoring them through your heart. This is it. Af, he adds, in other people, meaning, I know that my father, my mother are not the most honorable people. Then when they walk in the room, not everybody stands up for them. When there's a big fancy schmancy dinner, they're not sitting up there at the dais. They're not considered everybody else in the world doesn't realize that, but I do. I look at my parents as being the most honorable people of the generation, even if I'm not delusional. I realize that the rest of the people don't look at them, but I look at them that way. This is volumes for relationships, interpersonal relationships, our spouse, to look at them being as choshev, even if the rest of the world doesn't see that way. Ze ikar kibud. This is the main way that we're mechabed and we honor our parents. Shim lo kein. If not, harik siv, it says, b'fiv esfosov kibuduni. Right? They honored me with their lips, with their mouths, v'libo richak mimeni. But in their heart, they were very far away. So the same thing, again, pointing out another connection between the honor we give to Hashem and the honor that we give to our parents. There's a connection there, which we know that the Sefer Chinuch, in discussing this week's parsha, discussing the mitzvah of Kibud Av Eim, he writes it's like a piroyon chov, we're paying back a debt. How many times our parents changed our diapers? They fed us, they clothed us, they schlepped us to hockey practice. They did all the era. You know, hockey, you know. They did all the things that parents did for the child. So Hakara Satov is to our parents for everything they did for us. And it's Hakara Satov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for everything Hashem constantly is doing for us as we're sitting here right now. Everything Hashem does for us in the Chesed, in the Hakara Satov. So that's the idea. So we have here from Reb Nissim Karlitz Zatzal. He passed away a few months ago, maybe 2 months ago, at the end of 2019. So he was one of the major poskim of our generation. So he has in this Sefer Chut Sheni, Kuntres Hilchos Kibud Av Eim. So he says, Mashikos v'chai Adam. Right. So let's talk about that for a second. This seems to be a very high level, right? Shidim v'einav shahorav gedol nichvei haaretz haynebiyachas elav. So this means in relation to himself. Shehergei shel kibud l'aviv v'imo. Tzarchlos yachas shel kavod. She'avi ve'imo heim hagedolim v'hu ha'katon klapehim. That he's considered to be a katon in regards to his parents. He feels himself to be small and insignificant in regards to his parents. Kevin she'heim hevi'um la'olim, because they brought me into this world. V'tarchlo bo tirchos merubos. And they did many, many tirchos. They exerted themselves in order to provide for the child. The fact that they did so much for us obligates us to behave with them covered. To nullify themselves, to humble oneself, because they're more important than he is. as Zulah. So when person looks at somebody else outside of them, Ipnesha, Roabo, Milus, Misuyomas, they see they have very big Milus. They're very smart. They're very athletic. They're very handsome. Whatever it is, they have certain Milus about this person. Lechein Machshivo Mechado, that we give them cover because of this. On Yesha Geshus Chashivus. Next page. There's sometimes you think about below Lachshov Im Yesh Bo Milus Elu O Elu. You could still think someone has tremendous value, even they don't have these things. Even they're not smarter than you, or they're not wealthier, they're not better looking, they're more athletic, they don't have any of these things. Even if you understand more than they do, they don't have any intellect and all that. Nevertheless, you have to honor them simply because they're your parents. They embarrass him, and they cause the person pain. Has to be quiet. Now he brings in the footnote over here in the Panini Halacha, Likutim, about what to do if things. So I just looked in my shtender, because someone gave me the set of the Svarim. It only has the Kutim Volume 1 and Volume 2. So, I know, it's like a nice slip-bound case. There's one volume missing. I wonder if the one volume missing is the Kutim Volume 3. So I wasn't able to look it up, what he brings down there. But the, obviously, if there's an abusive relationship, that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about a child's being abused, but if a child is embarrassed, it's like that. Okay. V'derech Moshel. Im Adam Hitzil Mitzar Gadol. Let's say someone saved you. The person was drowning. And this person jumped in and saved your life. Then we went from death to life. They bailed you out of financial ruin. You would feel such kavod and hakaras atov and thanks to this great person. They saved my life. I know more than the person who saved my life. I'm smarter than the person who saved my life. I have more money than the person who saved my life. That's not what's important. It's not a question of I have more miles than this person. It's not a question I have more miles than my parent. The idea is that I feel a sense of appreciation and hakara about what this person did for me. Who nitzol, who hakotun klap of the nichnami ponav. So I was saved and I'm small in regards to him. V'zein ze shaychus im be'emes hu gadol b'menu b'maylu b'chochma v'bnei sheklapei hatoy v'she'osa imo who bottle klap of, because of the kindness he did for me, I'm now bottle in regards to this individual. So that's what he says. He quotes that's the chai adam means. The person should feel in this regard. This is the main way we honor our parents. This is the root of the idea behind why we have a mitzvah of honoring. There's only five mitzvahs between the parents. There's kavod, there's mara, and there's prohibitions. You can't be mevazeh a parent to disrespect them, and maybe it was last year, Parshas yesterday, we talked about you can't mock it all the emo, you know how to hit them. We talked about like children who are doctors and doing surgeries, and then makala, not to curse a parent. Those are the five mitzvahs we have deraisa in terms of parent. I just want to end it off since Rav Asher Weiss is speaking simultaneously. Appreciate everyone coming here to Vedavo. We'll quote Rav Asher Weiss. So in his Sefer Minchas Asher in this week's Parsha, he points out there are three areas where the Torah demands kavod. So one of them, as we just explained, was covered for a parent. What are the other two?
Hashem.
Okay.
Yourself.
I'm thinking about but towards what?
Towards
a Rebbe. Rebbe's the second one. Right? So you have your parents, you have your Rebbe, and there's one. None of us fit this category.
Yourself
but,
or someone else?
You have to be mechabi yourself, you have to have self-respect.
Fortune?
A Zaki would be like a Rebbe, probably. Okay. Close. Maybe. It was actually, but it's a posuk. V'kidashto, by the Kohanim. You have to have covered to a Kohen.
Oh, yeah.
So he explained a fascinating idea. So he's able to connect and explain things and show connections. He said, really, each one of these three has a different way we manifest the covered. So as we said, what's the covered for a parent? The covered for a parent is serving them. Sherus is to assist them with what they need, the food, the drink, the rides, helping them walk, etc. What's the cover one gives for a Rebbe? It's hachna, to humble oneself before one's Rebbe. That's the way one manifests and shows they're covered. And what's the covered for a Kohen? He writes yakrus, to show how precious they are and how special and how unique and designated the Kohanim are within Hashem's hierarchy of the Shvatim. There's a special designated Shevet that's set aside for serving Hashem. So we have three different places of Kavod, and we have three different ways of manifesting and showing and displaying Kavod towards our parents, towards our Rebbeim, and towards our Kohanim.
Now, parents can be mochel on their kavod.
A parent can be mochel on the kavod, yeah.
So then that would remove the stumbling block from the children if they're just...
Correct. In other sources, we assume, the Shulchan Aruch writes that a parent shouldn't be overly demanding in order not to create a mechshul for a child. Because really, me'ikar hadin, again, is a parent really mocking if the kid stands up when they walk in the room? Stumbling not. So it's something. At the end of the day, a child's not supposed to sit in the parent's seat in shul. The parent's not there. Is at the end of the world? The Orcha Shulchan writes that they're mochel on these things. But if the parent's not mochel, then the kid has to know that and has to do these things.
When they pass away, you're supposed to take their seat.
Right? I was once at a shiva house. My friend Rabbi Josh Shulman was sitting shiva for his mother, and Rabbi Yosef Adler from Teaneck came and he just started speaking. As soon as he started speaking, the whole room got quiet. So he said a beautiful idea from Rav Soloveitchik. It was very, very powerful. We'll end with this. He said, there is like kol zman that a parent is alive, then you're not allowed to sit in their seat. You're not allowed to stand. Like, we don't have this nowadays, but the Shulchan Aruch talks about a case where if there was like a meeting of like a council of elders and everyone has a particular like a town meeting, this is what your father's, you're not allowed to stand in his spot. He has a designated place, he has a designated chair, he has a designated thing, you're not allowed to sit there. So he's pointing out, we say, Hamakom Yenachim Eschem. So he was playing on that Hamakom, before a parent passes away, there's a prohibition against going into the parent's place. But he says the avoda is, and the kavod is, after a parent is no longer in this world, is to go and to fill their place. To that missing thing, the things that the parent did. The parent was a marbitz Torah, the child should be continuing. The parent did a lot of chesed, the child should be doing chesed, the biker cholim, whatever it was. But he said that's the idea about being, I think he said this over the name of the Rav, that there's a mandate to bedafka now to fill that place. Hamalkim Yenachim, the place that you go will be the greatest kavod you can give to a parent by continuing in their ways. It was a very beautiful, a lot of nechama he gave to Rabbi Shulman at that shiva call. All right. Shkoyach, everybody.